And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your guest host for today's show, Councilman Rick Anderson.
Hi, and welcome to KQ&A. It's good to be back this afternoon. It's been a while. It's been several months since I've been here, so I'm happy to be back today. Today we're going to talk about a lot of things that have an effect on Prescott Valley, and we're going to talk to Jody Rooney and talk about the 40th anniversary celebration that we're just really getting into this month. And, of course, we'll be celebrating the entire year in Prescott Valley because it is the 40th anniversary. We began in 1978, and here we are 40 years later. And I wasn't here in 78, of course. I wasn't born yet, but nobody believes that, so I know she's laughing at me when I say that. But anyway, we're here. And then we're going to be talking about the Humboldt Unified School District and some really important things that are going on at the school district, about the foundation. And with the foundation, we have Carm Staker, who just happens to have been a former mayor of Prescott Valley, and she'll probably talk a little bit about that, too. I think I can get a little bit out of her about that. And then we also have John Agin, who is the president of the Humboldt Education Foundation. So we'll be talking a lot about the school district, a lot about Prescott Valley, and we hope you enjoy. We have everything that we have to say today. So we're going to take a short break. You're listening to the Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. AutoOwners Insurance, the no-problem people.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
$14 a month. That's all you'll pay for 24-hour alarm monitoring from Western States Communications. This is Sanford Cohen. If your alarm company has tried to raise your rates, do what I did. Make the switch to Western States Communications. They even use my existing equipment. Now I'm only paying $14 a month for 24/7 security. Call right now at 772-3529 and they'll give you 2 months monitoring free. That's Western States Communications alarm monitoring, $14 a month, 772-3529.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week, as you chase away the winter cold here at BBC. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties. Enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Councilman Rick Anderson.
Hi, and welcome back, everybody. As I indicated, we have Jody Rooney here today. She's our town cheerleader. And
woohoo!
As everyone knows,
she's been doing
a great job. So, Jody, can you tell us anything good about Prescott Valley?
I'm telling you, Councilman, there's lots of good things going on in Prescott Valley. This is the year to be in Prescott Valley, 2018. It's our 40th anniversary of the incorporation of the town. Now, I wasn't there in 1978, but, you know, I was over at the Prescott Valley Historical Society this past week, and I asked those folks, where were you in 1978? And I'm sure our listeners could conjure up what they were doing. You know, in 1978, in August, is when we incorporated as a town. What a great year for us. And certainly, as council, we have looked at, hey, we're going to celebrate, and not just one time. We're going to celebrate all year long.
All right.
So I want to share a few things. And
okay. You
know what we did is, I know probably you have some of our listeners that went to the fireworks, and we had a kickoff on New Year's Eve. We had fireworks, bonfire. There were kids games. We had some of our safety, our police and firefighters were out there with safety vehicles. It was awesome. What a great kickoff. And then in January, and I know, Link, you went to the Polar Bear Splash. Oh my gosh, it was awesome. You know, we were looking for 40 bears for the Polar Bear Splash. And the reason why I say 40 is it's our 40th anniversary. And sure enough, I know you were telling me, 65 polar bears. Oh, my gosh. That's pretty awesome. So, you know, what was cool was I saw not only the kids eating the donuts on the string with their hands behind their back, and some of it wasn't just kids. It was some adults in there, too, and they had this white powder all over their face because these donuts were hanging down on these strings, and they're in there, and everybody's, like, going at it, trying to get this donut eaten. I mean, and they're and they had several heats. Oh, my gosh, it was so fun. I know you're kids did that.
All in the back of their heads. Sugar everywhere.
And then that ice cream eating contest that they had for the polar bear. Mm-hmm. You know, we had had a winner for the past few years.
Brady.
And Brady over at the chamber, he told us, he says, I'm taking her out this year. And by golly, you know what? They put their faces when they said go down in the ice cream and boom, 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 boom. And it was visual, I'm telling you. And all of a sudden, hands are up and we had a new champion. So that was pretty cool. Along with that, we had the duck race, and there were lots of really great prizes that they were giving away thanks to our sponsors. We had multiple sponsors that were out there. Then there was that Ice Princess contest. It was fabulous.
Oh, Jean Lupa enjoyed that.
Oh, did she?
Now that's a surprise.
That woman can work. And, you know, I knew she came out of retirement just to help that. And our own hometown radio group was there helping out. That was so appreciated. And we had 10 gentlemen get up, and they were hairy. Some of them had more hair than others in different places. Places, but you know, they were there and people were rooting for them, and they did choose a nice princess with a crown and a banner, and of course prizes to go with that. When what was also cool was for that 40th anniversary event, then we had all those people around the pool and they were getting ready to jump in the pool. It was over 60 and pretty much bam, they all went for it, and they jumped down in the bottom of the pool to get those prizes. Again, fabulous prizes, and we had people come walk away with wonderful things. It was a great day to be in Prescott Valley.
Well, it sounds like it.
And it's not stopping there. I know, Rick, we've got more stuff coming up. And so,
what's next?
Yeah, we've got, in February, we've got the I Love PV Poster Contest. And on the town website, it's www.pvaz.net. That's where the information's at. I know that they were extended the actual deadline on that. And that can be all ages that can put in and do this poster. And certainly what we're working with APS, looking at what we can recreate with their help, and we have prizes for that as well. So that's one of the next events that's coming up.
Sounds like fun.
You bet. In March, we have our extravaganza, and visually, if you've never participated in this, I want to describe it to you. Out at Theater on the Green, where we have the big grassy area at Town Hall, we have a big place that we're going to put down eggs, and I'm not talking a couple eggs. I'm talking a sea of eggs that are going to be down on the grass. And of course, there's going to be prizes for the kids. We have the World's Art Fair. That's going to be in there. So we got arts and culture mixed in with that. But this is one of those mainstays that families come out for. And you know, one thing that I love, and Carm, you've probably seen this over the years too, is that we do a lot of free events for our families here in the town. And that I appreciate as a council member. So that's going to be another good one. That will be on March 24th. Then on April 27th, we have Arbor Day. And certainly, it's our 40th anniversary. So we'll be for sure planting 40 trees to go with that. There's going to be music. I know the CAFMA drum and the core will be coming over with the pipes and drum. And then also there'll be, so I think I heard hot dogs on that one too. So people can come out again, another free event to come out and join in.
Do we know where we're going to plant the trees yet?
I know Brian Whitty, our Parks and Rec director, has a handle on that.
Okay.
But I believe that event's going to be taking place at the new Bob Edwards Park, which is
good.
Fabulous.
That's a good idea.
If nobody's been to the Bob Edwards Park there in Prescott Valley.
Great park.
Oh, great park. And that sidewalk that goes all the way around it, you can walk. Oh, my gosh. And it's just fab. I see families there all the time.
Good location.
It is. And certainly then in May, just a couple of things that are big that are going to be coming down are Prescott Valley Days. And I want to make note for our listeners out there is that for Prescott Valley Days with our parade and all the events that circle around that is our theme this year is the Wizard of Oz. And so certainly people will be embracing that. And one thing, Rick, I don't know about you, but I've got ruby slippers that I'm going to be wearing for this.
I think I'll pass on those. I'll let you wear them.
All righty.
Well, I don't look good in red.
It's not your color.
No.
Well, even so, you know, I know that Ruby is the gem for 40 years, and so we're operating with that, and it's going to be a great way to spend the Prescott Valley Days.
You don't know how many people I've had to explain how you got the Wizard of Oz in 40 years, how you connected that.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a challenge.
Well,
everybody was pleased. Not everybody. Most people were pleased after I explained how it comes together. But that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's good. And, of course, the chamber's so awesome to work with. And certainly, and I just want to take a quick moment before I go on to some of the other events. If anyone wants information on these events or wants to volunteer, I'm looking for volunteers, Rick. They can get a hold of Heidi Foster at her number, and that's 928-759-3123. Certainly, they can go into the town website. It's easy to get her a number there, too, at pvaz.net. Or they can email her at hfoster@pvaz.net. On the same accord, as the 40th chairman, I'm looking for business sponsors. And we already had MI. They came to the plate and helped us to sponsor. And so I'm looking for other sponsors as well. And they were great. And in fact, they had one of their officials that was in the Ice Princess contest. And one of them jumped in the water that day for the Polar Bear Splash. I mean, they're all in. And they're a great partner in the community, not just here with the town events, but like with some of the other nonprofits that we have here, too.
They have been for years.
Yes, and they've
good
been
supporter.
you know, back since the 1970s. They've mm-hmm. been here, and that's part of what we're reaching mm-hmm. back. And I know that Heidi is going to be visiting with Carm on some stories. We want to hear from our residents who have been around since the 70s or even more, because we want to hear those stories. It's going to be important. And as I visited with the Historical Society this past week, one thing that we will be having is a tent in August, and people would be able to bring pictures in and work through the Historical Society to put back some of that memorabilia. And I don't know about you, but I remember the clothes from the 70s and those leisure suits and, you know, the updo, the hairdos. And I remember my boyfriend at the time had an afro, and he was, you know, for a white boy, he still looked good in the afro. But it was fun, all of that. And it's a lot of the good music, too, that we'll be having as well. So we will be having our Movies Under the Stars in May and in June. Again, another free event. We have sponsors that make it free for our families. We appreciate that so much. In July, of course, it's Independence Day. And so we'll be having a town celebration, athletic events. And in August, that's when the Pinnacle Weekend will happen, on the 25th and the 26th. And I'm thinking, I know we have to go to a break in a little bit, but I want to do that right, so we'll come back to that. But in the meantime, if you want more information, you can get a hold of Heidi at 928-759-3123. Or you can call me, Councilwoman Jody Rooney, at 928-308-2980. And after the break, maybe I can finish up and tell you about what's happening in August.
Okay. We're going to take that short break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, on KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp deals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And of course, we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
You said that already.
Okay, well, how about warm wishes for a wonderful winter?
What?
Don't make me say it again. I think I hurt my tongue.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and start the new year with a new furnace. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
It's a new year, and with that comes great expectations. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Good nutrition cures a lot of ills and keeps healthy pets and barnyard buddies at their very best. We at Olson's do more than just sell food and supplies. We provide peace of mind. We're always there to answer your questions and are partners with you to enhance your animal experience. We also think that when you shop, you're not just here to get a bag of food. More and more of you want to add brick and mortar to your shopping experience, because doing business in a place like Olson's expands your community connection. Here at Olson's, we think local, we speak local, and we care local. And you're not just doing business locally, you're doing business with locals. We do things like feed all the law enforcement canines in Yavapai and Coconino counties for free, because we know that budgets are tight. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, where since 1979, good enough just isn't.
Experience the professionals with Johnny's Tree and Landscaping. We are your one-stop shop. We offer a variety of services, from tree pruning and removal to full landscape installation and maintenance. Our on-staff ISA certified arborist will assure the maximum health of your trees all year long. At Johnny's Tree and Landscaping, your satisfaction is what we strive for. To set up your free estimate, call us at 830-4977 or visit our website at johnnystreeandlandscaping.com.
Augie's Restaurant is starting the new year the same way they finished the old year. A bonus $20 gift card. For every $100 gift card you buy, now through January 31st, stock up for birthdays, anniversaries, and plain old gift giving. With every $100 gift card you buy, you get a bonus gift card of $20. What a delicious way to ring in the new year. Augie's bonus gift card ends January 31st. Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Councilman Rick Anderson.
Okay, we're back. Jody, you're going to tell us about August.
Oh, August.
The big month.
It is the big month. And again, that's on the 25th and 26th of August. On that particular Saturday, we will be doing a reenactment of the incorporation of the town of Prescott Valley from 1978. Again, you know, with that reach back, as we sit down, the planning group, we did a lot of laughing and we fed off of each other. And I remember some of the TV shows back in there. So we're going to have our own version of Hollywood Squares, and I would imagine that there's a few people that remember that particular show, and I think it was at Paul Lynde that was in there, John, in the middle of the Hollywood Squares. Yeah. So we will also have a car show, our history tent from the Historical Society from Prescott Valley, fireworks, there's going to be concert, throwback, you know, tribute bands from the 70s, of course, food and beverages, bouncy village for the kids, and art show. So we're going to see kids on main stage entertainment there on Theater on the Green, and then also on Sunday. One thing, as we worked as a planning group, we said, you know, I've always wanted to have a cowboy church service, and that's what we're going to have, a cowboy church service, and that's going to be a lot of fun. And so certainly the cowboys and the cowgirls can come and renew their vows. And if you didn't know it, we have a magistrate court here at the town. We also can tie the knot because we have a judge. So that's going to be a lot of fun. You know, Rick, I don't know if I can talk my husband. You know, we've been married 15 years. I don't really think I can talk him into tying the knot again with me. But we will also have some choirs and quartets, and Heidi's excited about that. I know she'll be reaching out. Or if you know Heidi Foster, certainly you can get a hold of her. If you're interested in having your group perform, you can get her at 928-759-3123. Certainly, Heidi's on our website at www.pvaz.net. And certainly, along with that, we're going to be having different elements. You know, one thing that we wanted to do was a little bit of diversity. We have different ethnic groups that are in our community, and we want to be able to celebrate that.
Sure.
So we're going to have an element of that, along with we have different groups from around the nation. I know there's a lot of Iowans that are here, a lot of Californians. Yeah, there we go. Carm's raising her hand. And so we have different regional groups that we want to be able to celebrate that as well. So that'll be on Sunday too. There will be town hall tours, an art tour, of course. And, you know, the Historical Society, I think in April, they usually do one of those antique road shows. Well, I think we're going to see that in August again too. It'll be repeated. Along with that, of course, there'll be an art show, and one of my favorites, Link, an ice cream social. So certainly that is definitely a pinnacle weekend. But what's going to happen then beyond that? We go farther into the healing fields. If nobody has ever been to that, oh my gosh, right?
Moving.
I'm getting goosebumps right now just talking about the healing fields, a week-long event, and certainly honoring those who have served in many different ways. Mary Mallory has and her group with Darlene Packard. Oh my gosh, it's fabulous. And then to tidy up in October, it will be our Gold Fever Days. So certainly these
bringing
are going to be,
back.
You bet. I mean, there's so many things going on. It's a great time to be in Prescott Valley. And yes, Rick, I'm telling you, they can get a hold of Heidi or me. They can get me at 928-308-2980. I'm so honored to be a council person in Prescott Valley. You know, we've come a long way. We've got a long way we're going to be going. And for those that might not know, Prescott Valley is now the largest municipality in Yavapai County. There's a lot of changes going on. And we want to hear from you. If you've been around for a while at Ocarm, you said, 1979 is when you came? Yes. We want you to get a hold of Heidi. We want to hear your stories. And again, you can reach her at 928-759-3123. 1-800-283. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks a lot, Jody. We're glad to have had you here this afternoon. As always, you're the cheerleader for Prescott Valley, and and I do appreciate it. I really do. You keep us moving on the council, so we're glad to have you with us. So thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks, Rick.
So, all right. And while Jody leaves us, and we move into our next item, which is the Humboldt Unified School District, which I promised you earlier, I did want to mention to you that the long-awaited grand opening of Chick-fil-A will happen on Thursday. So anybody that has any interest whatsoever in Chick-fil-A may want to go to the Crossroads on Thursday and stand in line. Now, if you make a mistake, you might be standing in the Sam's Club line, so you want to stand in the line to the north, up by the highway. That's where you'll be getting your Chick-fil-A. But I now welcome John Agin, who's the president of the Humboldt Education Foundation. Did I get that right?
That's right.
Okay, that's good, because I just joined the foundation, and I want to make sure everybody knows that I am part of that group. Also, we have Carm Staker, who is also a member of the foundation, and she's also representing Hungry Kids, which we'll talk about today, too. And she's also a former mayor of Prescott Valley, which we'll probably get her to talk a little bit about that, too. I wanted to get her when Jody was here, but you get Jody wound up, and it's like that rubber band on that Energizer Bunny. You just never slow them down, but that's a good thing. So, okay, John, can you tell us about, I know there's not a lot of people that even know that there's a foundation for the Humboldt Unified School District because it's fairly new. Can you tell us about the district? Start talking, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Sure, Rick. Appreciate the opportunity. The Humboldt Education Foundation was started not quite 3 years ago, and the whole idea of starting it was to help support the students and the teachers of the school district. And our major projects that we have started out with was the Hungry Kids Project, which was somewhat independent until we came along and brought the project under our wing. And Carm will talk a little bit about that. So we do the Hungry Kids Project. And a new thing that we took over last year was the Teacher of the Year Award. And this year it is March 27th up at the Prescott Resort. And what we do is honor the teachers from the school district, from the 10 schools. And the students themselves do the nomination of the teacher who they feel is going to want to be the Teacher of the Year. And then they have the opportunity at the dinner on the 27th. The kids actually read their nomination to the teacher that won for their school. Then there are there's one teacher then out of the 10 that is selected as the Teacher of the Year, and that is based on the recommendations that the foundation board looks at and reads all of the student recommendations, and then we select the final Teacher of the Year. The one thing that we are trying to do is, through some of our activities, is raise enough money to give mini grants and scholarships to the teachers. Many of the teachers have the need to take additional classes and further their education, but don't always have the resources to do it. And so through the foundation, our idea is to provide scholarships and mini grants to these teachers so they can get back to school and stay up with some of the things that are going on in education. And back to the Teacher of the Year, one thing that we want to involve is the community in the Teacher of the Year dinner. And there are opportunities for businesses to be a sponsor of the program, and there's different levels of sponsorship based on how much the business would like to donate to the teachers. In addition, the public is invited to attend the dinner. Also, some of the service clubs and some of the churches will buy a table for the school, so more of the school teachers and the families can attend the dinner. Last year, we had about 150 people attend, and this year we're expecting over 200 that has become so popular. So it's a great opportunity to support the teachers in the district, because Humboldt is one of the best school districts in the in Yavapai County. So,
now, I would assume that the kids that attend and the teachers that are nominated and attend the dinner are paid for.
They are paid for, and that's where we use the sponsorship money to raise the money to pay. Each school gets 5 free tickets, and that is for the teacher and the teacher's family, and so they can attend and not have to worry about paying for their own dinner. Okay. So that's what the sponsorships do, is pay for about 50 dinners that we have to provide to the teachers and to the families.
So starting off, we need a good amount of support.
Right, we sure do.
A lot of sponsorship.
Yep.
So that's where the businesses can come in and begin the process. So give us some kind of idea of sponsorship levels. I mean, if I had a small business and I wanted to, say, buy some tables, say I wanted to buy those 5 tables for a school so that I could provide 5 tables or 5 seats, at a table, what am I looking at?
Well the dinner is $35 per person.
Okay.
So, you know, that would buy the five.
Okay. So $175.
5 dinners, right.
Mm-hmm. I would pay for 5 dinners.
And the other thing that the sponsorships pay for are the awards that are given to the teachers.
Okay.
There are the 2 winning teachers, for this teacher of the year, will get either a financial gift or a gift card or something like that, honoring them. Plus, they also get a beautiful trophy that they can show in their classroom. As far as the sponsorships, for $100 sponsorship, the business would get a recognition in the program, and for $250, they get the recognition in the program, and they get a banner that will be put up around the room at the resort. And for $500, they get recognition of the program, the banner. They'll get mentioned in advertisements and on Facebook and newspaper, the radio ads that we'll have. And they'll also get 2 tickets to the banquet. If they don't want to use the 2 tickets, if they want to donate them to the school, then they can do that too. But they do get 2 tickets. For $750, they get all of that, plus they donate 4 tickets, or 2, actually they donate a table for a school, which is, you know, a great way of using that. Then for $1,000, they get all that, and they also get 2 tables for the school. And then we also are looking for the total event sponsorship, which they get all of that, plus they'll get recognition and an opportunity to speak at the dinner and total recognition for sponsoring the event. So we're looking for the businesses to come forward and recognize what a great job the teachers do.
So this would be the perfect time for them to step forward.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Okay, we'll get into exactly what they would need to do after we take our break. And we'll talk some more about this, because I know people will want to be involved. So we are going to take that break, and you're listening to the Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com. Affinity
RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket.
Yavapai Plumbing and Heating's Golden Ticket is heating up. I'm Jeremy Rushton, and your Golden Ticket can save you half off a furnace and installation with qualifying full system purchase. Want more? Yavapai Plumbing will also give you $150 off any water heater with installation. Now that's a real Golden Ticket moment from Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Give us a call today for a free consultation at 776-7025 or find us online at ypinc.com. Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
AMCO does total car care, too. It's worth repeating, AMCO does total car care, too. We built our reputation as the top transmission shop, but we're actually experts at everything about your car. Don't wait till it breaks. Get on a regular maintenance program. We'll even check your engine light for free. I'm Gary Denton, owner of AMCO on Highway 69 in Prescott Valley. We'll make you happy and keep you and your car smiling. I guarantee it. The people who know go to AMCO. AAMCO.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. On the move, watch out for scams. Last week, police became aware of a Southern California resident who was relocating to Prescott Valley and may have been the victim of a moving company scam.
Upon contacting the moving company about the delivery of her household goods, she was advised that the delivery would not be made until a certain amount of money would be paid up front, which amount was significantly more than originally agreed upon.
Prescott Valley Police Officer Jerry Ferguson says since the incident didn't originate in the department's jurisdiction, the woman was directed to call the Federal Trade Commission.
The reason is the FTC is working to protect consumers by preventing anti-competitive, deceptive, and unfair business practices, enhancing informed consumer choice, and accomplishing this without unduly burdening legitimate business activity.
Since the Trade Commission is a federal agency, it can reach across state lines to enforce laws, whereas Prescott Valley police are limited to their jurisdiction. Anyone who believes they may have been the victim of scams like these can contact the commission at consumer.ftc.gov. For more information on this story, log on to kqna.com and click on the link to Prescott eNews. The Yavapai County Board of Supervisors will be honoring a longtime employee.
At 9 tomorrow morning, the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors will make a presentation to Public Works Director Byron Jaspers, who is retiring February 18th. Jaspers has been with the county for 23 years. He had served as Assistant Director of Operations before he was appointed Public Works Director in 2010. Flood Control District Director Jan Cherry will become the new Public Works Director as of February 1st. The Yavapai County Board of Supervisors meeting will be held in the Verde Valley Administrative Services Building on South 6th Street in Cottonwood. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather.
Partly cloudy tonight, mostly sunny, looking at the work week. Expect an overnight low of 34 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 58 tomorrow and a high of 59 on Thursday. 36 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Wednesday of 66 and a high on Thursday of 67. Talk of the town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Yes! January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week, as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties. Enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, send Yeti on over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Councilman Rick Anderson.
Hello and welcome back. This afternoon we have Carm Staker and John Agin speaking to us about the Humboldt Unified School District and the Hungry Kids Program and the Humboldt Education Foundation. Carm, I think I'd like to talk to you a little bit about Hungry Kids Program. What can you tell us?
Well, this is a program that we started about 6 years ago. I had a phone call from Ron Barnes from Prescott, who had started the same program in Prescott and spearheaded getting this program on its way. We found out through teachers and people in the school districts that some of our children did not have food to eat on the weekends. And it just broke my heart that they go to the nurse and say, well, you know, my stomach hurts. I haven't had anything to eat that was of wholesome value for so many days. So we started the program. When we first started, it was a learning process for sure. We depended on the schools totally to identify those children that might need some help. And bless their hearts, they came through and really worked with us, as well as other people in the community. We relied on donations and grants and those kinds of things to purchase the food that we needed. And we worked with the school, the nutrition specialist, to make sure that the food that we were giving the children was adequate for their needs. Mm-hmm. And we had things like we gave, and we still do, in fact, pack this same kind of food for the kids, and it would be like two boxes of cereal that we'd had. Now we're using shelf-safe milk. We have fruit. We have crackers. We have granola bars. We have an assortment of things that are nutritious and will last them for the weekend and the rest of their family. In many situations, I'm sure that we have several folks that are qualified for this. The school identifies the students. There's complete confidentiality. We don't know who the children are, what their names are. All we know is how many bags do we need to fill. We started out using backpacks, and the backpacks were pretty heavy, and I'm sure some of them were kind of drug along on the sidewalk because we found the bottoms started to fall out of the backpacks. So then we went to the plastic bags like they used in the grocery store. And it's worked out very well. So every Friday, we get together in our district and fill these backpacks. And we have volunteers to do this. All the work is done by volunteers. So we fill them, and then the school distributes them to the students, and they take them home on the bus. All of the schools in our areas now are on the Hungry Kids program, including Mayor, Chino Valley, Prescott, and Prescott Valley. Mm-hmm. So that means that all of our children have the opportunity to have food, nutritious food for the weekend. And again, these students are identified by the school personnel, so the volunteers don't know who they are, any of those issues. One of the things that we have found is we couldn't do this without the community. We've had help from the Lions Club. We have contests in the different schools where they donate food, bring food to school for, see how many pounds of food they have, and this is a contest, and then they end up seeing who the winner is. And that's been a real promotional issue that has helped us a lot. And then the Lions, bless their hearts, they loaded it up in pickups and took it to the distribution point, which at this point in time is at Glassford Hill Middle School. That's where we pack the bags for Prescott Valley. Down in Humboldt, they have a room designated in the school. And Mayor, they have a room at the school. And in Chino Valley, they have the same thing. So, and Prescott, they do. So each one of us has a different site, but we all have the end goal in mind, and that is to make sure that children do not go hungry. In this country, where we have so many things that we can work with, we need to make sure that we start with our kids, because they are going to be our citizens of the future. They're going to run our country. And if they are not able to learn in their schools, it's going to be very difficult for them. So we really appreciate the community support. We've had churches, the Ecumenical Council, we've had different clubs come and give us donations, and I can't tell you how much we appreciate that. It is great, and everything is going well. The program is about... we're about three-fourths through the year, I guess, aren't we, with the breaks and all, and it's doing very well. So thank you, community, for your support, and for the schools for their support.
How many children right now are we feeding?
We're feeding about 160 to 170 in our district. Now, that's the Humboldt Unified School District, and it's all 10 schools. So that's about the number that we're serving. We go by income level because of the fact that these are directives that are sent to us from the government. But it's working out well, very well.
And I understand that that's based on kids that are eligible for free or reduced lunches.
That's correct.
And I know John was talking earlier when we were waiting to come in about the percentage of students in the Humboldt Unified School District who are in fact eligible.
And it's about 62%.
Yeah, it's about 62% that fall within the federal guidelines of needing help.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing to me. I know our community is so giving. Whenever there's a disaster somewhere or someone in need of help, we rise up and meet the challenge. And you know, we're right there writing checks and sending off help. We have 170 kids that need to be fed every week. Mm-hmm. And I know we're meeting the need today, but, you know, it would be easier to continue to meet the need and to overcome this. There's got to be a way to make this better. A community like ours, we shouldn't be faced with 62% of our children being hungry.
Very true.
That's just an unacceptable number to me.
And you know, Rick, that number has been fairly constant ever since we started the program.
Yeah.
The employment figures rise and go down.
Yeah.
And there's still a big need. And there are a lot of kids that are homeless. And this applies, they are eligible.
I guess it's just something that we just can continue to try to fix and try to make better. And that's all we do.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. And we're never going to fix the issue. But it breaks my heart to know that this exists. So I just thank you for everything that the two of you have done in this program over the years.
Well, it's been very rewarding in the respect that we know that we're doing something that we can do to make it better.
Well,
we can't fix it.
The thing to remember is that all of the funds that help support this project come from the community.
Right.
And it comes from individuals. A lot of the churches through the Ecumenical Council participate with funds through their mission programs. And then the corporate donations that come in. So it comes directly from the community.
Right. Well, I understand. That's what I was saying. Our community is a very giving community, and it's a good thing. And I'm not chastising them for not giving more. I just want to encourage them to keep it up because, what we're doing is the right thing. We just need to keep it up. Because we are making a dent in this.
Yeah, we are.
And we're making a difference. And, you know, it's a difference that will reap the benefits of it in time. So it's an important thing. So we've got about a minute left. What would you like to tell us?
Oh, one thing I'd like to mention is I too am a member of the foundation, and we will be contacting some of the different businesses in town to ask them if they'd like to help us with the sponsorship for the teachers' recognition night. So
don't be surprised
if you get a phone call from me and I say, "This is Carb, I need to talk to you."
There you go.
Why, be sure to feel.
Yeah, we will. We're going to be very busy doing that over the next month.
Yeah.
Because time's coming.
Yes, it is.
Very quickly, March is going to be here, and we really need sponsors. So if you have a business and you'd like to sponsor, please get in touch with us. How would they do that? Is there?
They can give me a call at 928-848-6757. That's 848-6757. Give me a call, and we get the information out. But it is coming up pretty quick.
You know, we started talking about this before Christmas, and I thought, oh, it's a long wait until we're going to be doing it. But yeah, or you could call me, and my number is 928-772-9563. That's Carm Staker.
Okay, we're taking our last break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. Thank you.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
Augie's Restaurant is starting the new year the same way they finished the old year. A bonus $20 gift card. For every $100 gift card you buy, now through January 31st, stock up for birthdays, anniversaries, and plain old gift giving. With every $100 gift card you buy, you get a bonus gift card of $20. What a delicious way to ring in the new year. Augie's bonus gift card ends January 31st. Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
In 1916, Auto Owners Insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service.
Bravo!
It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service.
Thank you!
Some might call that old school. But then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
This is Susan Morrison. Give us a call at 445-4600. Your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Join the Great Cliff Castle Casino Jeep Adventure all this month and win a share of over 50,000 cash in prizes. Hourly grand prize qualifier drawings on Tuesdays and Sundays starting at 6 p.m. Win a share of $2,400 cash in prizes with $1,000 cash at 10 p.m. Miss the qualifiers? On January 27th, five lucky winners will also qualify to win a new Jeep Compass from Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, along with cash prizes. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for more information. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Councilman Rick Anderson.
Okay, I wanted to make sure that before we leave today, you had an opportunity to get all the contact information that we can possibly give you. So, John?
Well, one thing that we forgot to mention is that if any of our listeners would like to give back to the community and have some talents and love kids and teachers, is we're looking for board members for the Humboldt Education Foundation. So if interested in that, you give me a call at 928-848-6757, and we can talk about it and visit, but be a great opportunity to give back to the community and to the kids and teachers.
Okay. So for the dinner.
Yes.
How do they get tickets? How do they get sponsorships?
There again, they can give me a call and we get the information out, 928-848-6757, and we'll get all the information and talk about it.
And we could probably pass the information along to Carm for hungry kids through that same
exactly
number.
Exactly.
Okay, I won't make you say it again.
I could say it.
Okay, go ahead.
Or you could call me at 928-772-9563, and that's Carm Staker.
And that's it for today. Thank you.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.